We are learning Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from Tanu Rabbanon. Tanu Rabbanon is right before the wide lines. It's four lines atop of the wide lines. The first word on the line is Tzofa Tarti. After that is Tanu Rabbanon. Zok to Gemara. Of Stikol Agarata that we have, Baruch Hashem, Ava Reita, we got Stikol Agarata Gemara here until the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanon. Hatzov Limineu. In the Torah it says that one of the Shemoyna Shrotzim is the Tzov. What exactly is a tzav? It's a shayla. Usually it's typed as a toad, like a frog. Some say it's an alligator or other type of animals. Not an ahamshan sure, but a tzav. So a tzav lemineu is being marba more things. Lahavi ha-arvod. Arvod is a type of snake that is created from a tzav that's ba'al hanachash, that's mates with a snake. This toad mates with a snake, and they have this arvod. So lahavi the arvod, v'chein ha-nefilim. Nephilim is a type of tzav, and the salamandria is a type of sheretz that's created from the fire. And Rashi says it comes from a myrtle tree that you do with kshofim, you do with kishif. It comes out, the salamandria comes out. It comes out of fire, and if you use it to smear yourself with it, or is not shalit, it protects you from fire. So kshayir rekivim megila pasuk zeh. When a rekivim learns this pasuk atzav lumineu, which is marba, even a salamandria. Oyma used to say, "Marab Masech Hashem, how great is the creations of Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Yeshcha Briyos Gdelos B'Yam. Some of Hashem's creations grow and they get created in the water. Yeshcha Briyos Gdelos B'Yavasha. And there's some creations that are created B'Yavasha. Shebiyam Amali Olis B'Yavasha Miad Meisos. If a whale comes up to Yavasha, even though it's a huge whale, it'll die." Miyad Meisos, Shviyad Basha, if an elephant goes into the water, Miyad Meisos. So the Meisim of Hashem, creation of Hashem, unbelievable how everyone needs its own habitat. Yesh Chabriya is Gedeos Ba'ar. Some creations are created in the fire, Yesh Chabriya is Gedeos Ba'avir. And some creations are created in without fire, in the regular creations, in the ear. Shibar Amoli Olis La'avir, Miyad Meisos. If the salamandria goes out of the fire, it dies right away. Shibar the regular animal that goes to a fire, so Marab Masach Hashem, how Hashem makes all the creation so perfect, the right habitat, exactly what they need. He used to say this on his pasuk, which mentions the salamandria, which is created in the ar, if it comes out of the ar, it would die. Tanu Rabban, we learned the Braisa, Kol Shiyesh Ba'yabasha, Yesh Ba'yam. All the species and the creations that are in B'yabasha, Yesh Ba'yam. Any animal we have in B'yabasha, there's the exact same thing in the yam. Corresponding type of animal in the yam. Chutz min achuldu. Besides the weasel, is only ala oretz, not in the yam. Amrav zeir micro. What do you see? A remez to this, a hint to this in the psukim. So you have a pasuk at the hillim that says shimu zois kol amim hazinu kol yosh vecholot. So it's trying to say the pasuk saying, listen up, everyone on earth. What do you call people on earth? The yosh vecholot, the people who live, the place where the cholot lives. Like the whole world is named after the cholot. Why? Because the cholot is someone who lives dafka on earth and not in the water. There's no such thing as a chulda in the water. Hazinu kol yosh vecholot. Amar v'ri Rabbi Yeshua. Bivri the Narash, ain't a mina yishuv. Bivri are beavers. The beavers and Narash, they're not mina yishuv. They're not land creatures. They are sea creatures. They live in the sea and they don't live on land. Once you mention Narash, Narash was not a good place, and we're gonna mention some things about Narash. So first of all, he says Bivri the Narash, ain't a mina yishuv. Amar Papa, Bishamta Narash. Narash should be Bishamta, which means they should be in Cherim. It's tarbe, it's fat, mashche, it's skin valisa, and it's tail. Which Rashi explains means everyone in that town is no good. Rashi says, kaloyma, kulon kakotin kagadol, they're all no goodniks, and they have to also be b'shamta. Zotimara vaita, it says in the pasuk, eretz, shimi dvar Hashem. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyo. And with Rashi, one of his prophets, the Taishas, it means like this, that this eretz, even though it's meyuchid, Shimi Dvar Hashem, listening to the words of Hashem. Oh, Papa, this is Narash. Lo Yava Narash Shmaya Dvar Hashem. Narash, even though it was a special place, they had a lot of rich people there, and it was a place that had a lot of potential, but still they didn't listen to Dvar Hashem. Omer Vigil Omer Rav, Narashah, if you meet a guy from Narash, and he gives you a kiss, Nashkach, Moni Kachach, count your gold teeth. He might have stolen one of your gold teeth. He's very sly, and if he gives you a kiss, it means he's probably looking after your teeth. Nahar Pekoidah, if you meet a guy from Nahar Pekoidah, Levayach, and he walks you out, Meglima Shapir Dechazilach, he's looking at your good suit, he really wants to steal your suit, be careful. Pumpadisa Levayach, if someone from Pumpadisa walks you somewhere, Ashani Ashpizach, change your location where you're sleeping because he's a good ganav. He's a professional thief and he's gonna come steal from you, so make sure you go under the witness protection system. Amar Rav Huna bar Terosa. Pam achas halachti levad. I once went to the country or the city of Vad. This place Vad was a place where also there were Rishon. And they, Rashi says, Mokim Rishon umarbiye kalayim. And they used to make kalayim. They used to mate animals with the other men and create kalayim. So I went to the place Vaad. Risi nachash u karach al tzav. And I saw this nachash that was hanging out with the tzav. Like Rashi's karach is loshen by his nus. We find by kruchim acharel. We find by that loshen. So here, they were hanging out together. Yom yotza arvad b'neim. Maisa arvad came out from this shidduch between the nachash and the tzav. They brought down to this world different kalayim. I'm also bring down a kalayim. And this arvad is a very dangerous. This is a very dangerous animal, a snake. Arvad. If it bit someone, it was basically a death sentence. So because they brought down kalayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu created through their ma'isim a snake called the arvad, which was a very dangerous snake. So the Gemara, Vamamar, how could it be that a nachash could mate with a tzav? Vamamar, closer to the shmishim yiburun shava yol the migdal mzemzeh. The only time they can have a baby from each other is only if they are this, they're meshamish, they do tashmish the same way, and if their ibur, the time of gestation or the time of the pregnancy is the same amount of time. So, like Rashi gives examples, Tashmish and Shav means Shemesham Shushneim Panim Kneg, Panim Kneg Adam, Oy Panim Kneg Oyrev Kneg Mehema. Has to be the same type of Tashmish, and also the same type of Iburum. The problem is that Nachash, the Ibur of a Nachash is 7 years, and there's no other Sheretz or anything like that. A Sheretz usually is 5 months. So, how could a Tzav and a Nachash get together? A Shratzim is 6 Chadashim, not 5 Chadashim, 6 months, and this is 7 years. How can they have a Shidduch together? If they're not Shava, Iburim is not Shava, how's it happen? It was Nes means something special like Kadosh Baruch Hu does to you know, for Latoy usually. Here it's a Pranius, that's not called a Nes. So tomorrow, my Nes, Nes, Pranius, yeah, this is what it's called Nes. It could be Nes, Pranius, Rashi, it could be Farim and Rasham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a Nes in order to pay the Rasham back. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this Arvad in order to pay the Rasham back for their bad deeds, for their no good deeds, and therefore, Hashem made this Nes and created this Arvad.